writers still have the same needs. 100 years later, we still are looking for that perfect word to get across the exact feeling that we want.
For me, it's a way of making sense of the world and having some power in that world. Because once you get the story on the page, I'm a little bit different than when I started writing it. And that growth is so important to me.
There was a point where I lived in a storage unit. I had a mattress and a little lamp, and that was all I had. And I wrote because you couldn't really make noise because you're not like supposed to live in storage units. It was something I could do quietly. And so for me, that was very literally survival, to say I am writing as a bridge to get from one day to the next.
She said, I arrived at Lake Erie College in September of 1914 with the delirious sensation of having been shot from a cannon into a strange and wonderful planet. That's something about Don Powell novels that I enjoy just across the board. There's always a sense of hope and moving towards the future.
James Thurber was one of America's greatest humorists and cartoonists. He's right up there with Mark Twain. The last 10 years of his life, he was blind. He could not draw anymore. He dictated his stories. He said, very famously, that the imagination never goes blind.
When you go to the National Book Festival and you see thousands of people, they're there because they love books. People are interested in books and authors, and I think they always will be.
All this and more on Season 3 of Page Count, which premieres May 21st, 2024. Our first episode will feature my conversation with Jacqueline Woodson and Hanif Abdurraqib. So subscribe to Page Count and stay tuned for Season 3.